good afternoon, Hanley. Here once again to share with you the good news, God's love in Jesus Christ. Anybody like to have a copy of God's written word extract, that is, from the Bible? Got a whole Bible, even if you'd like one, but this would be a good starter, John's Gospel extract from the Bible, and give you a well insight, you know, into the person of Jesus, the one who loved sinners and died for them. You like to have a copy of God's Word, it's offered to you quite freely, no cost, no obligation to you. You're simply and only for the taking, came and lived and loved and died, rose again from the dead to remove God's holy displeasure, that is His anger, His wrath from off of us, came and paid the penalty. But here, of course, it's all here in God's Word. You can read for yourself. You don't need to, it'd be good if you did, but you don't need to take my word for it, but take God's Word home with you and read for yourself and see that these things are so that I bring to your attention here this afternoon. These things were written that you might believe. Faith is the key, opens the door to salvation, and opens the doors of heaven even. Faith that is towards the Son of God, not just any faith. You know, there's people who believe in, you know, fairies at the bottom of the garden. And there's people who believe in all kinds of, well, stuff today, you know, false religion too, which is, well, it's very harmful, you know, it's not just misleading, it's very harmful. But of course, it's a faith that's focused, given to you by God, and focused, of course, upon the one and only Jesus Christ, sent into the world in order, that is, to save and to rescue us from a very certain and known danger, and that of our sinless. I'm surprised that more people, you know, in this day and generation, even here in Hanley today, you know, can't see, can't behold, you know, what sin's doing to us. It's ravages, you know, in our society, destroying us every which way. Some people mentally, physically, and of course, well, your soul, your eternal soul. Salvation is needed, and Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has accomplished it. God has provided it. And for those, that is, who will believe, who will trust in Jesus, in His love, well, that's what they are given, salvation, redemption. They are given freedom. They are given life and love and liberty. They are given that only which satisfies. You know, I come amongst you as one who testifies. You know, I've tried, you know, for 36 years of my life, I tried, you know, the broken systems of this world, but none could bring satisfaction. None could bring life and love and liberty to me, not until Jesus found me, only then. Now I testify with the songwriter, none but Christ can satisfy. No other name for me. There's life, there's love, everlasting joy. Lord Jesus found in Thee. Maybe that life, maybe that love, maybe that liberty, maybe that satisfaction be found for you today. Maybe Jesus, maybe He's here for you today to rescue you, to bring you to eternal life, everlasting happiness in Jesus. Jesus, that is the one who loved sinners and gave Himself for them. Not the same, you know, not the same thing as religion, you know, man-made religion. There's a lot of them about, and there's an awful lot of people who trust in them as well. which is awful, very sad, when, hiya, how you doing, dear? Have a nice day. There's life eternal, that's presented, set before you, offered to you, you're invited to here this afternoon, and people started, they come short, they rest in some man-made religious institution. It doesn't do anything for them. It doesn't change them. It doesn't bring life to them. It doesn't bring love to them. It doesn't bring forgiveness to them. It doesn't bring the things that only Jesus can bring to you. It doesn't bring nothing to you because, well, it's all just of yourself, and trusting in something you do. Well, God says that won't never work. That won't never work, he says. Not till the cows come home. Not ever, he says. Will anyone ever be justified that is made right before me by something that they do? You have to be trusting in something that somebody else has done, and that somebody else is Jesus. He's done, his person, because, well, he's not just a man, he's God. God revealed, that is, in human form, our nature, came, lived and loved and died, rose again from the dead, so that trusting in him, what he has done, not what you do, trusting in what he has done, you get eternal life. Free. But you see, that's why people won't trust, because it's free. Some people would rather, rather work for it, Doesn't matter which one you go to, Islam, Roman Catholicism, Watchtower Society. It's all do, what you do. Your works, you're doing. And that just doesn't work. That doesn't change you. Only Jesus can do that. But, hey, don't you know that Jesus loves Muslims, and there's Muslims all over the world, especially, don't you know, in the country of Iran just now, it's an Islamic stronghold. It's an Islamic nation, And to live there, I guess you have to be a Muslim, but hey, Jesus is loving men and women all over Iran, people. The Word of God is going in there. New Testaments of the Bible, Gospels of John are getting into Iran, and men and women are throwing away their Qurans, and they're finding Jesus, or rather Jesus is finding them, and they're getting saved, they're getting life and love, they're getting satisfaction for their souls, trusting in Jesus. Many hundreds, I tell you, the Word of God is multiplying in Iran. I wish it would here in Hanley today. I wish some of you would listen here, and take on board. Receive Jesus as your Savior. Came to his own, the Bible says, but his own did not, just like Hanley today, did not receive him. But to them that did receive him, to those who believed on his name, he gives them the power, the authority to become that which they're not. Children of God, entrance into the kingdom of God. It's simple. It's you don't need a PhD. You don't need that. It's not rocket science. A child could understand. In fact, I think a child probably has more chance of getting to heaven than most adults here in Hanley this afternoon. Age, you get older and you get more cynical and more unbelieving and you get harder in your heart and more difficult to reach. Give me a bunch of children any day, That's why Jesus says, except you become as little children, be converted, he says you'll never you'll never enter the kingdom of heaven. So, childlike faith, you know, the smallest seed of faith, you know. You don't have to be an Elijah, John the Baptist, you know. The smallest seed of faith, I tell you, in Jesus saves, it justifies, it makes a man or woman right with God. Man, just believing, smallest seed of faith, believing, trusting in Jesus, it brings life and love, it brings salvation, it brings a satisfaction to your soul. I tell you that this world and all its stuff can never, never, never bring to you. Faith is what you need, and faith in Jesus and in Jesus alone. Receive Jesus. Girls, hear me. Receive Jesus and receive His love today. He change and transform you. He make you beautiful that no cosmetics could ever do. He make you altogether lovely, just like Himself. That's what He does. He changes, He transforms people. He transforms on the inside. Religion, you see, what you do changes you on the outside, but Jesus comes into your heart and He changes you. He changes you from inside. Changes your heart, you see. And when your heart changes, or the better that is, well, the outside changes as well. Jesus is transforming sinners all over the world today. I was with a man yesterday in Sheffield preaching, and he had spent 10 years in jail, in Lincoln jail. Yeah, I don't know what he'd done, burglary and stuff like that. Terrible, terrible life. And Jesus found him in that jail and saved him. And I tell you, the love of Jesus just pours from every pore of his being. Transform, change. That's what Jesus does when men and women, by faith, receive Him, believe on Him, put their trust in Him. That's all that's required of you, simply to trust Him. That's what He says, I'm here for you. He says, trust me, and let me do the rest. Let me take care of all the rest. Because thing is, see, you and I can't do it. We can't do it ourselves, you know. Tell you, my own past life, you know, days, you know. Oh, I promised all kinds of things, you know. Wouldn't do this again, wouldn't do that again. But I knew full well I certainly would, you know. You keep going back to the filth and muck and all that harms you, you know. And you're a wonder to yourself because you think, you know, why do I keep doing that when I know it's ruining me? But we keep doing it, so help us. But when Jesus comes, when you receive Him, when you believe, put your trust in Him, He comes into your heart and He changes the desires, takes away the desire for that which is wrong, that which is contrary to God and to His love, changes you for the better, changes you on the inside, not the outside. See, you can go to, you become religious and put religious clothes on, but that doesn't change your heart, you know. I could put a dog collar around my neck, you know, but that wouldn't make me a better or a lesser man. That just changes my dress, that's all. It's the heart that needs changing, because it's the heart that's the problem. And the problem with the heart is, well, says Jesus, He says it's diseased and desperately wicked, you know. It's full of unbelief, you know, refusal to trust in God. The Bible says, you know, God's testimony concerning mankind, that, God looks down from heaven, and what's the worst thing? What do you think is the worst thing that God sees when He looks down from heaven? The murder of children, the murder of the unborn, all the immorality that fills our society today. What do you think is the worst thing that God sees when He looks down from heaven? Well, the Bible answers that question. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Friends, this is all. That's as all as we're born naturally into this world. That's how we come into the world. And we're formed in lawlessness, and that's how we live, in unbelief, alienated from God, apart from God, because of sin and unbelief. And that's why, you see, that's why if the question's in your mind concerning my sign there today, God is angry with the wicked every day, that's why he's angry. But the good news is that Jesus came to deal with that anger. He came to take it away from us. He came to set us free from it. He came to reconcile us to God, make us one with God, to enjoy the love of God, to enjoy the love of Jesus, to have life and love and satisfaction guaranteed such as you never, never dreamed imaginable. And now I sang with all my heart, none but Christ can satisfy. None other name for me. There's life, there's love, everlasting joy. Lord Jesus found in thee. I come to Jesus today. Put your trust in him. You have his authority. He says, come unto me. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Come. You have his authority on it. Only one thing that keeps you, only one thing that hinders you, that's your unbelief, your refusal to trust him. But were you to come to him, that's what you would get. He'd only take away that which is bad. He'd only take away that which is harming you. And give you, give you much, much more. Wholesome, good, righteous altogether. Give you what all the money, I tell you, in the world couldn't give you. You're going to be as rich as a king, but I tell you, you got faith in Jesus. Faith more, madam, faith more precious than silver or gold. Because it brings to you what silver and gold could not buy for you. You can't buy the grace of God. You can't buy the love of God. You can't buy the favor of God. You can't pay for it. It's freely offered to you. Freely offered to you. It's simply and only received. That's all. If you got to pay for it, you got to be religious for it, you got to work for it, you got to do something for it, it's no longer free, it's no longer grace. But the salvation of God is by grace through faith alone. Only faith, that's all that's required of you. Why don't you? Why won't you believe? Why go about as dead men walking when you could have life? Why will you die, says God? Why will you die? Why will you die in your sin? Why will you die in your lost condition when you could have life and love and liberty through trusting, believing in Jesus? That's all that's required of you. So I'm here today to tell you, my friends, tell you, Jesus loves you. Jesus died for sinners like you and I, so that we might never die in our sins, that is, but that you might have life eternal in the name of Jesus, the Son of God. Mark, please mark, will you? You heard it here in this place. You heard it here in Hanley today. You heard it from my very lips, that if you should believe, trust in Jesus, life and love, the everlasting love of God would be yours. That's forever and ever, world without end. Trusting, that's all, in Jesus and what he has done. Dying for your sins, rising again from the dead in order to justify you freely by his grace. Trust him today. Word of God for you here in Hanley today. It says, shall thy loving kindness be declared in the grave, or thy faithfulness in destruction? Shall the loving kindness of God be declared in the grave? Of course it won't. Wilt thou show wonders to the dead? Shall the dead arise and praise thee? Shall thy loving kindness be declared in the grave, or thy faithfulness in destruction? Shall thy wonders be known in the dark? Of course not. You won't praise God in the grave. When you're dead, you're dead. But don't you know? Don't you know? Bible says that you're already dead to God. So how could you see and how could you praise the wonders of God unless that is you believe, if you remain in your deadness, dead in your trespasses and sins is how God terms it in his word, the Bible. Dead, 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 dead as can be, dead now, but soon, soon to be permanently and physically dead. And you won't praise God then. You won't see his wonders then. You won't see the wonders of God then. You won't be praising God in the grave. The dead don't do that. The dead can't do that. Only the living can do that. But that's why Jesus says, ye must be born again. That's why Jesus says, except a man be born again, he cannot see the wonders of God. He cannot praise God because he's dead, spiritually dead, alienated, cut off from God. So first of all, you need to be made alive. Jesus, how do you say? Look at me.
God is already dead, and yes, you're living in hell. It's all family.
Nah, not me. Not me, son. Yeah, I've got life. I've got life and love. I've got life and love and liberty. Now, nah, none but Christ can satisfy. No other name for me. There's life, there's love. Everlasting joy, Lord Jesus, found in thee. Now you want to see the wonders of God. Praise God. You can't do, dead people can't do that. Dead in your trespasses and sins. He must come and make you alive first. Breathe the breath of life into your soul. But that's what Jesus does. That's what Jesus does. I am the resurrection and the life, he says. Ah, they that believe in me, though they were dead, yet shall they live. Because Jesus gives them life. That's what he's talking about. When he says you must be born again, the life of God must be put into you. The life of Jesus must be put into you. And the love of Jesus must be put into your heart. Then you'll be alive. Then you'll live in love. Then you'll praise God. Then you'll see the wonders of God. Then you'll see the wonder of his creation. Then you'll marvel when he breathes life into your soul. When he raises you from the dead. When he regenerates your soul. Regeneration, I said. Not religion. Not religion. Regeneration. Resurrection. When Jesus resurrects you. When he puts his life into your soul. Causes you to live, then you'll see, then you'll behold the wonders of God's creation. And you'll stagger that you never saw it before. You'll see the trees and the hills. You'll see the valleys and the flowers. The tiny little bird chirping in the tree. You'll hear it like you never heard it before. You'll see things that Christless eyes and hearts can never see. Because a Christless heart is a dead, dead heart. Oh, life is what you need. Life's a life in Jesus. Trust in him. Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. That you today, that how you would describe yourself today here in Hanley, going about your business. Are you a person with abundant life in you? It doesn't show on your faces, Hanley. It doesn't show on your countenances. If you are in your heart filled with abundant joy, abundant life, then your inside needs to tell your faces because it's not written on your faces. You look like miserable sinners to me who are dead. Unable to behold and see the wonders of God. I'm able to praise God for his goodness, kindness, for his wonders. No, he must come and he must breathe life into your soul, into your dead soul. He must raise you from the dead. He must resurrect you, regenerate you, give you new life, put it into you. Then you'll behold, then you'll see the wonders of God's creation, the wonder of his providence, that he, in his wondrous grace, provides you day by day, provides you with food on your table, water to drink, provides you with everything. In him you live and move and have your being, don't you know? Hold your very next breath in the palm of his hand. His to give and his to take away. But when you're dead, when you're physically dead, out of this world, you won't behold, you won't be able to see the wonders of God then. You won't be able to praise God then. You'll be in the torments of everlasting hell, suffering forever and ever. If you die in your sins, that is. If you die in your deadness, if you go out of this world dead, you stay dead forever and ever. Now is the time when you must receive the life, receive the love, receive the salvation, receive the wonder of God's grace. Then, my friend, then you'll be stood with me. Then you'll be stood here with me. And I'll be thinking that you're as crazy as I am. But that's no matter. That's no matter. It's a privilege to be a fool for Jesus, the one who loved me, who liked my soul, the one who gave me satisfaction, the one who gave me joy and salvation. But the dead, my friends, they don't praise God. The dead, my friends, they don't see the wonders of God. Only the living see those things. Do those things. So you got to be made alive first. Jesus must come and breathe life into your soul. But that's what he does through the preaching of the gospel. To those, that is, who believe. To those, that is, who receive him. Who believe on his name. He gives them life and love and liberty. Oh, he gives them salvation. But you'll never behold, you'll never see the wonder of God's salvation. The greatest wonder of them all, I tell you. More wonderful than his creation. More wonderful than his providence. Oh, the wonder of God's redemption. That God, who is angry with sinners every day, should, in the greatness of his love, for God so loved the world that he gave the gift of his only begotten Son, sent him into the world specifically, determinedly, that is, to die on that cross, to bear the curse, take the wrath of God upon himself, to bear the sins, to bear away the sins of many, not everybody. But those who believe, those who receive, those who trust in him. And that's what he did. He came all the way from heaven's glory. I only traveled 10 minutes here to be in Hanley to bring the gospel to you. But Jesus came all the way, I tell you, from heaven's glory into this world, dying a cross. A sinner like you might receive his love, might receive life, might receive salvation. The wonder, but the dead don't see it. The dead don't get it. Dead is dead, and that's what you are, you see, till Jesus puts life into you. And only he can. Nobody else able to raise the dead, whoever did, only Jesus. But that's what he does, and that's what he's doing the world over today. I tell you, men, women, and children all over the world today are finding that salvation, that life, that love, and that liberty. The wonder of God's salvation. But it's only seen, You can only behold it through faith. If you will not believe, you will not receive. And if you do not believe, my friend, you'll die in your sins, says Jesus. If you do not believe that I am He, the Savior that is, if you do not believe I am, He says, you'll die in your sins. And you'll never praise God. And you'll never see the wonders of His creation, the wonder of His providence, and the wonder of His salvation. But today, my friends, today could be the turning point for you. Today could be the day, my friends, when He comes to you, and you receive the Son of God, because receiving Him, you receive His benefits. You receive the salvation. You receive the life, the love that He came to bring, the reconciliation to God, forgiveness of all your sins, all that you ever did. Life, my friends, life, so very precious. Thank God for every day that He gives you of life and breath, health and strength in this world. Be thankful to God. He gave it to you. He gives every single one to you. Soon you're going to breathe your last and you're going to be out of this world. And if you haven't loved and trusted Jesus, then you're gone forever. You're gone forever. But now is the time. Now is the time, says God. Now is the day of His salvation. Today here in salvation, a time of His visitation. Believe Him. Trust in Him. Receive Him. The gift of God that's so simple, child could understand. Reception of Jesus is reception of life, is reception of love, is reception of forgiveness, is reception of eternal life. Things, my friends, that all the money and all the celebrity status and everything else cannot bring to you, that all the world's religion can't bring to you, only Jesus can give to you. Yeah? Tried it. I tried it for 36 years of my life. I looked for it in booze. I looked for it in music. I looked for it everywhere in this world, but could not find it. Till Jesus came to me and loved me and lifed me. Gave me life from the dead. Now none but Christ can satisfy. None other name for me. There's life and love and everlasting joy, Lord Jesus, found in Thee. Receive Him today. Believe on Him today. On the Lord Jesus Christ, that is. Salvation shall be yours. Jesus. Not religion, my friends. Tell you again. Hey, guys, Jesus is, do you know Jesus is saving Muslims all over the world? They're throwing away their Qurans, trusting in Jesus, and they're getting life and love and liberty. Throw it away, girls. Throw it away. Get Jesus. Get right with God. That's the only way, Jesus says. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. No one gets right with God but by me. It's Jesus that you need. He's salvation. He's life and love. He's everything that you shall ever need. Satisfy your deepest longings, I tell you, if you would but trust Him, if you would but believe on His name. So wilt thou show wonders to the dead? Not possible. The dead can't see nothing. Yeah? Shall the dead arise and praise Thee? Dead can't arise unless Jesus resurrects them. And when you're dead, you're dead. It's too late then. Now's the time. Now's the time to get right with God through Jesus. And praise God now. Shall Thy loving kindness be declared in the grave? No. The loving kindness, the merciful kindness of God. Where is it to be found? Where is it to be seen? Only in Jesus. Jesus came to reveal the loving kindness of God. The great mercy of God for sinners, lost, ruined, undone. Men and women who have ruined themselves, destroyed themselves with sin, hardened their hearts unbelievably. And God, in the greatness of His love, so loved the world, sent His Son Jesus into the world to die on a cross, that old rugged cross, there to bleed and die, there to suffer the wrath of God, there to endure the curse of God, that men and women might receive the loving kindness of God. Oh, I tell you, the love of God. Oh, come and drink your fill. Come and drink your fill. Drink it at the cross. Come to the cross and drink your fill of the loving kindness of God. Never, never, never to be separated from God ever, ever again. Oh, loving kindness. I ask you, do you find that in your world religion? Do you find that in Rome? Do you find that in Mecca? They never talk about loving kindness because they don't know the loving kindness of God. Because they're dead in their trespasses and sins, just like the atheist, just like the drug artist, just like the alcoholic, just like every other kind of sinner. Dead men don't praise God. They don't see the wonders of the loving kindness of God. God must make you alive first. Christ must breathe life into your soul, cause you to be reborn, make you a new creature altogether, and put the loving kindness, experience the loving kindness of God in your heart, in your soul. Only Christ, only Jesus, He alone can do that for you. You won't do it in the grave. You won't do it once you're dead. Oh, thy faithfulness in destruction. No, my friends, I tell you, God is faithful to His word, to His promise. Jesus said, I did not come to destroy. I did not come to destroy men. I did not come to judge. I did not come to condemn. I came to save, He says. And that's what Jesus is doing in His faithfulness all over the world, I tell you. Even here in Staffordshire today, men and women are being saved, added to the kingdom of God in the way of repentance and faith towards the Son of God, and receiving the loving kindness of God in their souls. Oh, I tell you, what an experience. When you know that God loves you, when you've tasted, I tell you, that He is so gracious, so kind, so merciful, and that it's all free, that you don't deserve it, that you haven't done anything for it, it's just simply come to you. God has spoken to you and breathed life into your soul because you've heard the name of Jesus, you've heard of the salvation, the wonder of God's salvation, and you have received by faith, believing you've received Jesus and you've received the loving kindness of God. The greatest, most wonderful miracle, I tell you, my friends, that ever happened to a man or woman. To receive the loving kindness of God, or to know it, my friend. Know it by experience, I mean. Not just hear about it. You can hear all day long, but unless you actually receive it, I can tell you about Jesus, but unless you receive Him, unless you forsake your religion, sir, unless you turn from that, and put your trust in Jesus and actually, in reality, receive Him, you'll never know. You'll never understand. You'll never have experienced it. You'll go out of this world in your sin. You'll go out in the same way that you came in, dead in your trespasses and sin, and then dead for all eternity. Unless you actually hear, that is, hear, my friends, hearing with the inward ear of the soul. Hear with your heart, that is. Not just hearing the voice of a man, of a preacher, but hearing Jesus calling you apart. Oh, have you heard the voice of Jesus calling you apart, gently calling you out of your sin, out of your darkness, out of your misery, out of your entrapment, out of your deadness into life, and into the loving kindness of God? Oh, that love of God must be experienced now. But what hinders you? For God so loved the world, and he's caused it be written down. Whoever believes on his Son shall not perish but have everlasting life. Jesus sent into the world to die, and then dying and rising, so that men and women could not just simply read about the love of God, but receive the love of God, believe in the love of God, and experience the love of God. Oh, that's what Jesus came for. That's what he came for. Shall thy wonders be known in the dark, and thy righteousness in the land of forgetfulness? Oh, no, my friends. The righteousness of God, that's what we need. That's what we all need. But Jesus, he is the righteousness of God. It's the gift of God. You see, when you receive Jesus, when you believe in Jesus, when you trust in Jesus and what he has done, you receive the righteousness of God. But now, not after you're dead, it's too late then. Now, while you have the breath of life in you, now you must receive Jesus. And receiving him, receive the righteousness of God. Because in that day, you see, when you stand before God, as we all must, all of us, must all appear before the judgment throne of God, the Bible says. In that day you stand before God, before Judge Jesus in that day, trusting in your own righteousness. I'm okay, thank you. I don't need Jesus. I don't need God's love. I'm okay. You're found in that day, I tell you, before the throne of God's judgment, trusting in, you're okay, I'm fine, I don't need religion, I don't need Jesus. You're found trusting in your own righteousness. You're going to be blown away for all eternity. He'll say to you in that day, he'll say to you, get out of my sight, I never knew you. He'll say, get out of my sight, you worker of iniquity. Now's the time. Now's the time to get right with God. We need the righteousness of God, because ours, yours, is like filthy rags in the sight of God. That's what he says in his word. That's the very best of your efforts. The very best of your efforts. They're like filthy rags in my sight, says God. Like a menstrual cloth, that's what he says, actually. Like filthy rags. So you stand before God in that day, before the judgment throne, in your filthy rags, clothed in a menstrual cloth. What do you think he's going to say to you? Huh? Depart from me. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. You need washing, you see. You need washing, and you need new clothes. In that day when you stand before the judgment throne of God, in order to be accepted, to be approved of God, you need to be dressed not in the clothes of a Muslim, not in the clothes of religion, not in the clothes of your atheism, You need to be found clothed in the righteousness of Jesus Christ, because that's the only garment that gets you a pass in that day. The righteousness of God, it's the gift of God in His Son Jesus Christ. You receive Jesus. You receive the Son of God. You believe in Him. And you get the righteousness of God. God looks upon you as perfectly righteous. But you can come dressed, you know, you can come dressed in the Pope's garments. Same answer. Depart from me, I never knew you. You can come clothed in the garments of Muhammad. Depart from me, I never knew you. You can come clothed in the garments of your atheism, your godlessness. Same answer. Out of my sight, I never knew you. You need the righteousness of Christ. That alone gets you a pass in that day. That alone gets you right now. That alone gets you entrance into the kingdom of God, the everlasting kingdom of God. So all you're doing, you see, all you're doing is undoing. All you're doing is not doing you any good, because you're doing is filthy rags, says God. Your doing is unacceptable to me. Only the doing of my Son do I accept. Only the doing of my Son do I approve. So unless you're trusting in what Jesus has done, unless you're trusting in the work of Jesus, unless you're trusting in the person of Jesus, no other person in whom the righteousness of God is found, no other name under heaven. His name is wonderful. His name is marvelous. His name is powerful. Before His name, every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess that He is Lord. Before His name, I tell you, your sin will give way. Your deepest longings will be satisfied. And I tell you, the deepest cravings of your heart, the lusts of your heart, the power of them broken, set free by the power of His name, Jesus. Salvation is to be found in no other name under the whole canopy of heaven. Doesn't matter where you come from Afghanistan to Alaska, the north to the south pole, none other name under heaven given amongst men whereby you must be saved, Hanley. It's that name you must come to God in. It's that name that you must trust in. It's that name that you must receive, believe, bow the knee to, yield to. But in yielding, in believing and trusting, you get life and love and liberty. You get full satisfaction guaranteed. Full satisfaction guaranteed. No other name. No other name, my friends, under the entire canopy of heaven. Tried it all. Been there. Been round the block a few times. Got the video and the t-shirt, as they say. But none other name for me. None other name. Christ and Christ alone. Salvation. Life and love and everlasting joy. Lord Jesus, found in Thee. And in Thee alone. I bid you come to Him today. Do not delay. Who knows the time? You won't praise Him when you're dead. You won't praise Him in the grave. You won't see the wonders. The wonders. You won't see the wonders of God's creation. Love and salvation in the grave. All you'll see there is the wonder of His awesome wrath and terror. It's all you'll see there. So while you still have the life of breath in you, and who knows for how long that will be assured, young people, You die as well as old people, don't you know? Maybe this is one of those days. You know, when somebody in Hanley hears the gospel, hears about the love of Jesus. You put your own socks on this morning, but unexpectedly, totally unexpectedly, it's the undertaker who'll take them off tonight. Who knows? Who knows what a day will bring forth? This could be your last one. You don't expect it to be. Nobody ever does. Not even the old. Not even the aged. Not even the most aged. Not even people as old as I am. Nobody expects it. It comes, says Jesus, like a thief in the night, and you're gone. The grave and hell, everlasting torments, rising up forever and ever. Oh, today, don't let that be your end. Don't go out of this world without beholding the wonders of God's grace, the wonder of His salvation, the wonder of His love. Don't go out of this world that way. Don't die in your sin, Hanley, please. Don't die in your sin. Don't go out of this world in the misery in which you're living now. Submit to Jesus. Give up the broken systems of this world. Turn from them. They can't satisfy you. They can't bring you the loving kindness. They can't bring you the mercy, the goodness, the overflowing goodness of God's love and favor. And none but Christ can satisfy. No other name for me. There's life and love and everlasting joy, Lord Jesus, found in Thee. Trust in Him. And receive His everlasting joy. And receive His everlasting life and love in Jesus. And all for the want of trusting, believing, receiving. Stretch out the hand of faith. Receive Jesus. Come to me. Come into my heart and change me. And make me a new person. Transform me. Bring to me to see, to behold the wonder of your grace and love and salvation. Make me alive. Give me life and love and liberty. What He came for. What He came for. That's what He bids you to do. To come to Him that you might have life, love, and liberty. Come. Come today, do not delay. Come unto me, He says, all you that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest for your soul. Peace with God and the peace of God that passes all understanding. What hinders you, Hanley, from receiving today? Only your unbelief, your hardness of heart. Harden not your hearts. Hear His voice. Today, harden not your hearts, but yield, receive, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. Salvation, life and liberty, maybe perhaps like me, somebody here today, and you've tried the broken systems of this world. You've come to drink, maybe at the alehouse. Maybe at the drug factory. I don't know. Maybe you've drunk your fill of sexual immorality. Maybe you're sick and fed up. You came to these things looking for life. You came to these things thinking that they would give you life. And all they've done is ruined you. All they've done is disappoint you. You've drunk your fill of them. And you're still miserable, lost, and lifeless. Well, come to Jesus and drink the living water. The water, whoever drinks the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, says Jesus. Never, never, never. My sheep hear my voice, and I give to them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Never perish. Hell will freeze over before a believer in Jesus perishes. Never, never happened yet, never will. Come to him today. Come and drink your fill at the fountain of living water. Get life in you. Get the religion out of you. And get the life into you. The life of Jesus into you. That you might live for the first time in your life. In your earthly existence. The life of God in your soul. Have you got that? Have you got that? I ask you, you're religious? Have you got the life of God in you? Have you got the love of God in your heart? Has he put them there? If not, well then you've not been born again. You've not received Jesus. You've not received life and love. You've not received salvation. You're bereft, you're wanting, you're still dead. Dead. Totally, completely dead. But if you will believe in Jesus, totally, completely, I urge you, plead with you. Fall down upon your knees now and worship him. Love and adore him. Trust in him fully, completely, utterly, and absolutely, and no other. Trust in him today. And you get life and love and everlasting joy. Found Lord Jesus, found in him. Come to Jesus today. Put your trust in him. Do not delay. You do not know how long you have left. This might be the last opportunity, sir. You have to receive, believe in Jesus. Get out of your religion, guys. Get out of it and get into Jesus. Get Jesus into you. Into your hearts, receive him by faith, believe in him. Salvation, salvation, life and love and liberty. I don't know about you, Hanley, but for me, I've tried it all. Now, for me, Christ and Christ alone, no other name for me. Life and love and liberty, Lord Jesus, found in thee. Come to me, says Jesus. Come to me and I will give you rest for your soul. He admonishes you today, my dear friend. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Repent ye. Repent ye. Repent ye and believe the gospel. For the kingdom of God is at hand. And that's the only road that you enter into God's kingdom. In the way of repentance and faith towards the Son of God, even Jesus, whom I preach to you today. Jesus Christ and him crucified. Come to him today. Do not delay. Trust in Jesus. Repent ye and believe the gospel, for the kingdom of God is at hand. You would like to have a copy of God's word, his written word, offered to you freely, no cost, no obligation to you. You're simply and only for the taking. You would like a copy of God's word, you come and ask for one. Read, study, muse, meditate upon the word of God, the person of Jesus. See how lovely, wonderful, powerful, majestic. See how loving he is. And receive him. And receive life and love and liberty. You'd like to have a copy of God's word offered to you freely. No cost, no obligation to you. You're simply and only for the taking. You'd like one. You come and ask for one. May God bless you.